Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
TTIF, what's going on, world? I'm your hip hop informer. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm coming to you from the Embassy Suites here in Tampa, Florida. We're hanging out with the diva actress, Vivica A. Fox, tonight. Folks, again, we are coming to you live from the Embassy Suites here in Tampa, Florida. Come on out and hang with Tampa's mature and sophisticated. It's diva actress, Vivica A. Fox, tonight. Google Viv. She's looking extra scrumptious these days, busting out the seams. Folks, jump on the lines. If you're out there, I know a lot of people probably trying to get their swag on right now, getting all the personal hygiene together. We're actually going to talk about personal hygiene and all that you're supposed to do. Don't just throw on your clothes tonight, go out smelling funky as a scooter rat on a hot summer day. You know, come on, folks. You know, you got to smell good. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. And if you're coming out tonight to the Embassy Suites to hang out with Vivica A. Fox, you better smell right. Jump in the shower. The fashion show starts in about 30 minutes, folks. Fashion show starts in 30 minutes, 10:30 the fashion show starts out here. And I think it goes on to maybe 11:30 going into the 12 o'clock hour. Then the party really starts. I'm not sure if Viv's actually going to be here with us live tonight on the show, but we're definitely going to have her on at some point. We're definitely hanging out with her tonight, though. We're talking about the good life. This is our ultimate First Fridays. It's the good life edition. We are coming to you live from Embassy Suites here in Tampa, Florida, Fowler Avenue, next to the University of South Florida. It's the good life. I'm your man, T.M. Hyman, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. This is growth as we get our Friday night started. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yo, it's kind of funny watching clowns on these trapeze. Why the ace on the corner trying to trap keys? Got a money flow, keep them down in Florida Keys. Get your face boxed in like Apollo Creed. Best believe I'm speaking Spanish if I'm talking green. Got a new Benz boat called a submarine. Every day I live the life of the triple beam. Ski mask games, burn stats with the team. The ace boys got old money like Rossman was happening. NBA average with the cabbage, ladies see what's happening. Out in the ass, we speaking Spanish, headed to the games. We in the mansion flow, pitching hundreds on them bro. Got mama see is waving like they on parade, folks. Know what it is if I'm stepping out those six coats. Reminisce on old times, smoking with CLO. Now I'm on store in the lyric going coast to coast. 600 for a pound is sort of what I miss the most. Damn shame when your own niggas turn to cut those. Getting lower than you just to get the product off the boat. That bullshit is get your ass into a plastic float. First class, never coach. Why do a five and out when I can run the fucking post? Nice sharp enough to cut a nigga like he oven roast. Many hoes and sips of dope. Fluff it up to pitch it low. In the spot, blinds closed. In hell, it's smoke, eyes closed. Y'all niggas got to know. Y'all niggas got to know. HAC. Yeah. Yeah. Where was it?
You and tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Jump on the feedback lines right now, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Come on, join diva actress Vivica Fox tonight, along with Tampa's mature and sophisticated. sophisticated crowd, this Friday, it's tonight, folks, Embassy Suites. We're live, Fowler Avenue for Ultimate First Fridays. You can still contact my man Sean for ticket information, 813-389-9463, 813-389-9463. Hey, I also have a pair of tickets. I have one more pair of tickets for anyone who wants to come out. I've got a trivia question we're about to pop off, but before we go any further, let's introduce our co-host tonight. Miss Boston coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina. What's cracking?
Good afternoon in the morning time, sir.
Afternoon in the morning time.
Everything's good on this side. It's raining here in Charlotte, but you know, everything's good.
We're so sorry to hear that. It's not raining here in Tampa.
You suck.
Hey,
hope you have a good time, though.
Hey,
you gotta party. You gotta party harder for me, though. Now you gotta do the stanky leg. You gotta do the stanky leg.
I'm not gonna do the damn stanky leg. I'll leave the stanky leg for.
Oh, come on, one time. You gotta do it one time and then
do the Dee Dee is somebody.
And do the Dougie Fresh.
Folks, this is CeeLo Boston coming to us live from Charlotte. She got our entertainment news tonight, but she's going to help to get this conversation cracking. We talk about the good life, CeeLo. Ultimate First Fridays out here with Vivica Fox tonight. It's the good life, baby.
Yeah, boy. The good life. You know what? You party. It's like partying hard, like in your 20s. I used to dance so hard at like, it was like, you know how people, I think the people that do like, what is that, PX90? What is that? That, right? You know, they sweat real hard. Yo, I used to come out here, yo, I had to take towels to the club when I was like 19. That was a good life for me, though, because I could go out
right.
And enjoy myself. I was in the Army. So, I mean, and all you had to do in the Army for real at that time, and like you won't, you know, overseas, all you had to do is drink and party. You know, when we weren't working. Really? Not doing nothing?
Mm-hmm.
I just all you had to do was drink and go party.
Carefree. That was that carefree life.
What? Say word. I'd go back to that.
I think we all. But guess what? We grow up. We evolve, right? So we move from that party all the time realm into a more mature, you know, sophisticated realm. I think keyword is more knowledgeable round, right? Because we know more in our 30s than we know in our 20s. And we like, damn, we really did that? Yeah, we
Yo,
did.
When I turned 30, 29 and before, all that shit disappeared.
Right.
It shouldn't even happen. I just woke up at 30, you know? Mm-mm.
Right.
No, I wouldn't.
Well,
like,
what is the good life for you right now, though? You woke up at 30,
It's right now. Right this minute. My daughter is to my right.
How do you define it? How do you define? Okay, daughter. Okay.
Yeah, my daughter's to my right. My cousin is to my left. I'm by my family, so I'm good.
Absolutely.
That's good life to me. If everything that I was like, if this house disappeared from under me right now, I'd still be good if they were still by my side. So that's a good life to me.
Yeah, and I think for me, good life, family is the number one aspect. I think really my faith is probably number one because my faith allows me to feel as if my faith keeps my family protected, my family number two, career, and then outreach. You know, outreach is really, really important to me. So I think, you know, faith, family, career, and outreach, you know, philanthropy, those four aspects I think definitely help me to feel fulfilled, you know, feel like I'm really, you know, carrying out a sense of purpose. That's my good life. That's my good life. Hey, folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We got CeeLo Boston coming from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hang on, CeeLo. Jump on the line at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. This is Fallen Bugsy, Cincinnati, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Rain, so it's hard to maintain, so I sing the same song that the slaves sing. So listen up to my hip hop spiritual. Still being alive is a miracle. You say a gift, I say I'm cursed with being lyrical. In the industry, ran by the sentinels, the only place is typical. Propaganda to the everyday individual. So what you listen to? On your stereo, see the radio. Try to play the real artists like a merry-go-round and keep the real sound underground. The real. Let me clarify, so all y'all can identify. If you listen hard enough, homie, you can hear the ghetto cry. I can't deny, let them trip trap. Looking for a sign from the Lord in the blue sky. Praying for a reply. On the system, we can't rely. No time to be shy or eat a piece of humble pie. Can I play private eye and specify? When the government don't want us to know something, except the document will classify. I wonder why. And when they did in New Orleans, they can't justify. Can't let them all stand by with no supply. Like they had the right to die. Notify the powers that be. They won't crucify. I verify. Fight for my honor like a samurai.
They know not what they do. They're breaking all the rules. 'Cause the cool are really fools. Baby, they falling. They know not what they do. They're breaking all the rules. 'Cause the cool are really fools.
www.hacmedia.com, www.hacmedia.com, to find out more information about our producers who bring this quality program to you. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926 is the digits to get involved with this program tonight. We're talking about the good life. Boston.
Yes, sir. How do you do?
How old is your daughter?
12.
Yeah. Wow. You're up against some challenges.
But
a 12-year-old daughter in 2010. What's her GPA? What's her grade point average?
What's her grade point average? What was it?
I don't know.
She says she don't know.
I don't remember.
She's on the honor roll.
Oh, well, you know what? Well, hey, what that tells us is it's at least a 3 then, huh?
Yeah, it's in a high 3.
Like,
oh, excuse me. 4.1 and
6.4?
See, now you know what?
Oh,
now, see, me.
Yeah, right. I don't know how they grade now. They might get like W's
okay,
or something for winning
think,
the class.
I
don't know.
You said honor roll. You
yeah.
said honor roll. So, you know, that's good enough.
That's,
you know, that's good enough.
She got good
well,
damn
ask her what does she want to be when she grow up?
She said IDK.
She doesn't know. Okay. Oh, she's listening to the show. Okay.
Yeah, she's sitting right beside me. I was serious. She's right. I said
okay.
She's to my right. I was serious.
I'm only asking these questions because I want to know from a 12-year-old, you know, what's the good life from in the mind of a 12-year-old? What's the good life?
What's the good life?
I don't know. I mean, like.
Okay. Not a problem. No pressure.
She said it's a lot of stuff.
Okay.
She said she can't name them all.
Not a problem. Going back to CeeLo, going back to Faith, we were talking before the show about the good life as it relates to Faith.
Right.
Some people are very content with, you know, a 9-to-5 job. Going to church on Sunday, knowing that, you know, everybody in their house is going to church along with them, You know, that's the good life.
Right.
I think there are different levels of, you know, what the good life is. It's not necessarily about money. You know, I think, you know, it's whatever it is that makes you feel fulfilled according to your purpose, if you've identified your purpose.
Right.
So I thought that was a good point that you was raising earlier, from a whole different perspective.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, about the whole faith. Yeah, because it's we're all human, right? So, well, yeah, we're all human. So it's like you have some people that do go to church almost every day, though. You know, they're always, evangelists, you know, and they're in the choir, and they, you know, teach Sunday school, and everything they do is Christ-surrounded and God-surrounded, and that's great to them. They're smiling. They're happy. That's their good life. But then you also have people who gauge their worth by what they have, you know, materialistic things. And if they can have a lot of that, then that's the good life to them. Or some people may just, you know, if they can just make it to the next month, that's the good life. You know what I'm saying? If they were able to feed their kids this week, that's the good life. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you have to look at it from different points of view, because there are different variations of the good life.
Right, and I think for me, that's the purpose of this conversation tonight. We're on location, you know, with a celebrity tonight. We're going to be partying with a celebrity tonight, but this is really not about what we would automatically associate the good life with. The conversation tonight, you know, for me, I want to challenge us to think about really, you know, nothing materialistic at all. You know what I mean?
Right.
Really start from within when you think about the good life. It really has to be according to a purpose. You know, what have you identified what your purpose is on this earth? It's not all about money. You know, money makes the world go around. It takes money, but it's not all about money, you know? I mean, who you loving? Who loving you?
Exactly.
You
and
know,
the funny thing
I mean,
is that in the truest statement, and, you know, cliche, if nothing less, is that money can't buy love. And, like, even though, you know what's funny, though, is that most relationships break up because of financial reasons. But it's not the finances that's the problem. It's the honesty within themselves. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like, I don't have it. And a man being able to tell the woman, I don't have it. Or the woman being able to say, I don't have it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
in most of those instances where people break up over money, they really got together for the wrong purposes in the first place, right. You know, there was no chemistry, no connection. Folks,
right.
You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Stand by for me, Charlotte. We're talking about the good life tonight. Not necessarily, you know, the good life as you may see it or understand it. We're coming to you live from the Embassy Suites tonight. Join diva actress Vivica A. Fox and Tampa's mature and sophisticated crowd tonight at the Embassy Suites here on Fowler Avenue for Ultimate First Fridays. You can still contact Sean at 813-389-9463 for more information. Hit him right now. He might be able to give you a discount. It's 10-18 all over the city, all over the state of Florida. There's a fashion show jumping off around 10:30. We're going to be headed to the party when we get off the air at 12. Come on out and join us. We're hanging out with Vivica A. Fox tonight. This is Devastate Connected, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Okay, you know we're connected, boy.
but don't worry, we gon' shake them. You just tell them Coke Bakers to be careful when they make them. I'm connected, which means I got connections. So if I want them clipped, they getting clipped, no stressin'. So my listener's discretion, I promise not to lie. The next cross the water, passport so far. Even though I'm scared to fly, niggas still take flight. Marvin out in Jamaica with them dreads all night. Connected Voltron, connected mafioso. Connected with the streets, no connection to the popo. Even since a youngin', connected like Lego. Siamese twins, we attack where the flying at. Never say left, never say the link. Never say an ass brick, never say it. What you think?
Jump on the feedback lines. Folks, I want to thank our special guests from this past week. We had our special guest, Six Chambers Productions out of Queens, New York, on the show early in the week, talking about ownership, building for the future. Some young cats, filmmakers, look out for them. That is Six Chambers Productions out of Queens, New York. Then our partner in crime, Ames, out of VA, was hanging out with us last night talking about, you know, now that he has it, how he's planning to keep it. He's talking about freedom, the fact that he had been locked down for about 10 years, came home, his girl was there, he got a good family now, got some business ventures cracking, got studio, got music, you know. Hey, don't let your past hinder your future, folks. Tonight we're talking about the good life. What is the good life to you? With our special guest, CeeLo Boston, coming out of Charlotte tonight. And I think finally we have Miss Willingham, who's joined us. And I think Willingham is coming out of VA historically, but she's chilling in Tampa, Florida tonight here for the Miss Vivica Fox throwdown. Willingham.
Yes, can you hear me?
We can
Hi,
hear you.
Baby. Hey, how you doing?
Jaguar.
The good life.
Everybody's idea of the good life is different, definitely. I mean, you can look at it from a material point of view or from an internal point of view. I personally, the good life to me is like I'm never comfortable, never becoming complacent. The good life is achieving or being successful or succeeding at something and then setting the bar higher for yourself. The good life is, some people look at it as just, you know, achieving a certain goal and just getting there and staying there. Me personally, I would like to achieve many goals, you know, each one, you know, more, a little more challenging than the next. That's to me the good life. Always, you know, trying to obtain not so much as much as I can, but, you know, at a level that I say makes me happy. So the good life, and I guess materialistically, we all have certain things that we want. So, you know, there's, you know, certain cars, certain house. I do have those things in mind, but the good life to me, you know, again, isn't materialistically, I think it makes up about maybe 10% of my good life. 90% is just achieving goals, you know?
No, absolutely. We all know somebody, even, you know, we may be guilty ourselves of, you know, not necessarily, you know, taking the right path or doing the right thing, making the right decision as relates to trying to acquire something that we really wanted real bad. You know, it might have, you know, it might have taken a path in which, you know, I got a partner that, always, you know, he quotes this phrase right here. And when he quotes this phrase, you know, I'm like, I'm ready to get out of Dodge because, see, I don't know how it's about to go down. You know, he says, hook a crook, I'm going to make it happen. Hook a crook, I'm going to make it happen. You know, so, you know, for me, hook a crook means, uh-oh, something's about to go down.
All right, you're back against the wall.
How far do you go in order to acquire the good life? You know, I ask that question really hypothetically because what I want to make really clear tonight, you know, to anybody who's listening, this show tonight is not about, you know, about the glitz and the glamour the way you may think about the phrase the good life. I know what it means, and I even know here tonight we're at the Embassy Suites Hotel, again, hanging out with Vivica Fox, you know. The good life represents, you know, the Vivica Fox life tonight, you know. But at the end of the day, most people aren't Vivica Fox. Most people can't live the Vivica Fox life. So what's the good life to you? You need to align it to a purpose, and that's the whole concept of tonight's show is to stimulate some thought about really what do you consider the good life? For me, again, my faith, my family, my career, and outreach, those are elements that create my good life, and I feel good about it. You know, CeeLo talked about her family, her daughter, you know, just being successful overall. That fulfills, that is the definition of her good life. Didi just explained it. Folks, get in on the conversation. But before we go any further, we're going to get our resident expert in on this conversation tonight, and she has our finance report coming up soon. Welcome tonight, TGIF, Ms. Toya.
Hello. First, let me apologize for any background noise that you guys may hear. I'm in a noisy area, and then I'm getting ready to hit the road to go to Philly, so I'll be in and out. So first, let me apologize for that.
No, it's all good. Yeah. Thanks for always jumping in and making sure that you're a part of the show, regardless of where you are on the coast. You always make it happen, so we appreciate you. We're talking about the good life tonight. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Toya, we're going to let you talk about your definition of the good life on the other side of this joint right here. It's Ganga Lee, Opulence, TM Highland Radio Live.
You own everything. Abundance. Implementing my vocabulary. Coming at me, have proposals ready. No longer playing those games at the schoolyard with the kiddies. Move forward to bigger and better. Drop the beat out if you hear me. Clearly I get it. Now it's time for y'all to do the same. It used to get heated because in all the calls I scream my name. Me not to forget it. Understand, I'm here to remain. Finally, permanently embedded in your brain. Pressing rotation on your HDs and your MP3s. All your CDs and your radio dials, 5-3. Travel renowned, sore spot, still exists. The party's rock out now, feeling rich and tipsy. Because opulence, you own everything. And everything is yours. Yo, you can never get too much of a good thing. Longer on tour worldwide has a nice ring. been on the downside of life for too long. Shit got slow, for others get deals that go wrong. I turned the key, able to live another day. Still I can be, this baby girl got a lot to say. I chose the road I'm on, cause I get it all this way. This way to not fit, to see life another way. I can't continue to fight, this battle on my back. To my feet I rise, to pure opulence. Hence authentic, you're just a mirror image. Come get that local stage, you just don't even get it. I'm Lady Gaga. You're better off falling back and talking about the Gaga. Alleviate your pain when I hit you with that kicker. Worldwide, bring out the name, value trader. Hence all my haters. Because opulence, you own everything. And everything is yours.
Team Radio Live. The good life is what we're talking about tonight. Toya's just joined us. Toya, your definition of the good life.
Well, I would say I'm living a good life right now.
what are you doing right now, Toya?
Oh, I'm just getting myself together to head to Philly. But no, really, I'm living a good life right now. The Lord blessed me with good health. A wonderful family that I love and they love me. My beautiful best friends that, you know, I love them, they love me. New business adventures, new business partners. Shout out to TM, Hyman Radio Live, and Miss Willingham, CeeLo. Blessed with the majority of my wants, all of my needs. Couldn't ask for too much more. Spiritually grounded, financially stable. Of course, you always want more than what you have, but I'm okay. You know, I'm happy. My family is good. My friends are good. So I'm good. Can't ask for too much more. So that's my definition of good life. It doesn't really have to do with finances. Whether you're rich or poor, you can still be happy and living a good life, or you can still be sad and, you know, without. So I'm living a good life. I can't ask for too much more. My family, friends, health, the Lord, and I'm good.
Absolutely. Folks, we're coming to you live tonight. From the Embassy Suites here in Tampa, Florida. Go ahead, CeeLo. What's cracking?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, look, I want to say this, too. I left my mom and my aunt out because, like, they're here, too. And and they're, like, 10 minutes away. And so I love you guys. I just want to say that. Yeah, I left them out earlier.
Shout out to moms and auntie.
Yeah, I just wasn't – they just, you know, they just weren't sitting right here. So, but, yeah, I didn't want to forget them. Hi. You didn't kick my ass.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás, señoras? TGIF, folks. Again, 917-889-3926 is the number. 917-889-3926. Folks, I just challenge everybody tonight to really think about what's important, you know, in the state of the economy, in the state of the country, in the state of the world, you know, what's really important to you, you know? I mean, it should be one, independence. Your independence. You not dependent on your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your girl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Your man. You know, you being able to do for yourself, because at the end of the day, your independence, your freedom exists in what you can do for yourself. Anytime you're like a puppet on a string, you know, you always need a carrot in front of you dangling in order to motivate you. Guess what? You know, you're in a bad situation.
Right.
You're in a bad situation. You know, you need to really, really establish an independence for yourself so that you can make conscious decisions. Folks, this is Be Real Radio. You know, this is Be Real Radio. So you got to be real with yourself. The good life. If you are anywhere in the Tampa area, come on down. We're hanging out with Vivica A. Fox tonight. And Tampa's mature and sophisticated. Contact Sean for any type of last-minute ticket information. There's a fashion show that just started about 5 minutes ago. 813-389-9462 is Sean's number. 813-389-9462. We're going to slow it down because it's Friday night. This is called Iguana, as I sit back with my glass of something. TM Hyman Radio Live. PM Hyman Radio Live. 917-889-3926 is the number. 917-889-3926. It's time for our finance segment with Toya coming to us live on the road. Toya, what you got for us tonight?
Credit score. Just keep in mind, blemished credit, you know, it's costly. If you don't get your credit together and clear it up, then in the end it's going to end up costing you more money. So there are a few things that you can do to try to improve your credit score. And the first thing you want to do is make sure you stop using your credit card. I mean, if you're already in a bad credit situation, then one of the worst things you can do is continue to accumulate debt by making credit card purchases. So put your credit cards away until you've made – oh, excuse me. Cops are riding by. Again, just put your credit cards away until you have more control of your credit situation and your finances. Stop using your credit card. That's what happens when you're on the road.
You in Philly for real, huh? You in Philly already, huh?
The second thing you need to do is make sure you get a copy of your credit report. A lot of people don't know that there's a lot of damaging things that are actually reported on your credit report. And if you don't stay on top of it, it can really, really hurt you. So the one thing you need to do is get a copy of your credit report. Remember, again, you can obtain a free credit report once a year. Just go on annualcreditreport.com to pull that. You can't, you know, begin repairing your credit until you know exactly what you need to work on. So once you find out what's on your credit report, you can clean up your credit. You want to do that by disputing any incorrect information. If it's not correct, then you have the right to ask for it to be removed. And I would actually advise you, even if it is correct, I would actually dispute everything. A lot of people don't know that credit card companies only keep your information for a certain number of years, and a lot of them purge your information after a while. So whether it's good information or if it's bad information, just dispute everything, because you never know what might get taken off your credit report if it's bad. So keep that in mind. Get current on any delinquent accounts. Remember, yesterday we talked about your payment history making up about 35% of your credit score. So make sure you get current on any of your delinquent accounts, because that has one of the major impacts on your actual credit score itself. Don't put in any more credit applications. You know, as long as you're in repair mode, you should avoid making any more applications for any type of credit. Every time a company goes in to pull your credit, it deducts your score, by, I believe, by 2 to 3 points. And if you continue to do that, you know, you can actually see your credit score lower to an amount, you know, to a score that's not really good. Just a few inquiries can lower your score 10 to 15 points, and that's a lot when you're dealing with your credit. Make sure you keep any accounts with balances open. Do not close an account that's not paid off, and I would actually recommend not closing an account that is paid off, because at that point you're messing with your credit history. But anything that has a balance on it, you want to leave it open, because if you close it, it can negatively affect your credit, because if you look at it from the standpoint of your credit limit versus your actual available credit, once you close an account, it shows that you have $0 available to you. So if you have a balance of $1,500 and you close that account, now you have $1,500 and no available credit, which is going to seriously lower your score. So remember to keep any accounts with balances open. Call your creditors. If you're late on payments, or if you're in a bind and you can't make payments, even though a lot of people dodge your creditors, you actually want to call them, because a lot of them will make available any temporary hardship programs that they may offer. Some of them will even eliminate any type of late fees, over limit fees, and some of them will reduce the actual interest rate down to as low as 1.5%. So make sure you talk to your creditors. A lot of times you can work something out. Pay off your debts as fast as you can. If you don't have the money on hand, then you might want to try to cut back on expenses in other places. Anything that you don't need, that's a want, you can cut back on that so that you can put all that extra money into paying off your debt. If you need to get professional help because you're that bad in a rut as far as your credit and finances are concerned, don't just call any advertisement that you see on TV or online. You actually want to try to locate a credit counseling agency through the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. And I believe that the website is nfcc.org. I'll double check that, and if it's not correct, I'll make sure I give you the correct information with our next show. But I believe, I'm pretty sure that the website you will want to check to help get professional help would be N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, cc.org. And just keep in mind that your credit, it wasn't damaged overnight, so it's not going to be fixed overnight. It's going to take you time to get that credit score up to what you needed today.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Why do we
DM Hyman Radio Live. It's called Why. The artist is called Main Scrap. Main Scrap Why, TM Hyman Radio Live. If you have music you'd like us to play right here, we'll play it. You got to send it, though. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. Send it. I will play it at least once. Regardless of how whack it is, I will play it.
No. Okay, once. They don't do it no more.
At least once. Ladies, we're talking about the good life tonight. And I'm just sitting here thinking, Vivica Fox damn sure got a good life.
Yeah. And she looked good to be her age.
And she looked damn good.
She could,
folks, you may know Vivica Fox. She's best known from Independence Day, Set It Off, Soul Food, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, Kill Bill. What else, ladies? What do y'all know Bill from?
Oh, that Love Chronicles.
You can play that game.
Yeah. She's in Love
right.
Chronicles, too.
Wasn't she in something about Players? Like two? Is that the two? That's
what
y'all talking about?
Yeah, two can play that game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Viv is an actress, so she's a producer. She's done a host of things. She's done soap operas. I know she did, like, Days of Our Lives, like,
yeah,
Young and the Restless.
Oh.
She did, I remember her just talking about, you know, being on soap operas before. I know she did, like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
She did Beverly Hills 90210 back in the day.
You know what, Curb Your Enthusiasm was one of the most recent ones, too.
Now, I have not seen her on Dancing with the Stars.
My mom said she was, because she wanted to know how she felt. Like, I don't know. I guess she, like, got kicked off or something, but...
Yeah, she got voted off, like, after the fourth week.
Right. And so, like, yeah. But, you know, she was on Curb Your Enthusiasm, too, as a Katrina victim.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know Viv was married. She was married for about 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Previously, before getting divorced, we connect Viv to 50 Cent, but she was married prior to. I'm gonna tell you one thing about it. Vivica is probably like almost 50 years old.
Yes.
And the fact that she like almost 50. You know what I'm saying? And you know, yo, Viv is still on point for 50.
Yeah. Yo, I mean, I know she has to work out very often, she got that party magic thing on.
my mind is in the gutter because see, my mom is 50, right? And the fact that you know Viv had, and, you know, this is not a gossip show, folks. So you know, I don't really talk about. Celebrities. That's one thing we vow not to really do on this show. We don't bash. We don't really gossip. We report the news. We don't give you some perspective. But Viv did a sex tape a few years ago. Y'all remember that? I don't know if y'all remember that, but it was talk about this sex tape that Viv had. And damn it, I didn't see it. And damn it, I want to see it, even though she almost 50.
eBay.
I want to see it. So if you out there and you got it, yo, hit me up right now. 917-889-3926. I'm going to give you my email address. I want you to send me that damn video clip.
Hell.
You and Tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, if you got music, if you got suggestions, anything, we definitely want to hear from you. Drop us a line, TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. Hey, y'all got shout outs tonight? Let's shout some of our folks out.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Samara. say something.
Hello.
Hola, senora.
I'm on the radio.
¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo está, senora?
What does that mean?
Means how are you?
Good, and yourself?
I am good. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
You're welcome.
Shout some of your friends out.
Let's see.
And it's like WRAP back in the day.
Okay, I make a shout out to my best friends, Jenna, Brooklyn.
Hey, Jenna.
Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Wait,
you
said Brooklyn?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
I said, hey, Brooklyn. Anyway.
Hey, big up, Brooklyn.
And Destiny.
And Destiny. We like a Destiny. That's a beautiful name. Well, again, thanks for hanging out with us tonight, Mama.
You're welcome.
Be safe.
Okay.
And keep up those good grades. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Toya, shout some folks out tonight.
Oh, shout out to my family, my beautiful little girl, my goddaughter, my beautiful best friend, my husband. And that's about it. PM, Hyman, shout out to you. Shout out to Miss Willingham, CeeLo doing her thing on the entertainment and world news. Don't have too many others. The hood world news. And shout out to those people who are listening to this show. Shout out to them because if they weren't listening, I guess we wouldn't be on here now, would we?
Back to Mundo.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I would just say any comments, good or bad, please send it in to us. We need to try to make as many improvements and better the show the best way we can. So shout out to the listeners.
Yeah, no doubt. And we've hit like 1,400 subscribers at this point. So folks are tuning in, and they like what we're doing. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Before we get into this next jam, you mighty quiet, Ms. Willingham, who's in Tampa, Florida with me, ready to hang out with Ms. Viv Fox tonight. Willingham, how was that flight into Florida tonight?
I was going to say that was a very long flight, but it was well worth the wait. It was all right. So I want to shout out Southwest, and I just want to say, patience is a virtue. So shout out Southwest.
Woosah.
No doubt.
CeeLo, we're not there today. I'm jealous.
Oh, boy. I know, right? Y'all can fly us out there or something. We need a special guest to fly us somewhere.
Hey, y'all got to, well, Toya, you definitely with us live out in Vegas, right? Folks,
yes,
if you don't know, we are live out in Vegas Wednesday, August 25th, I believe. That's the 25th. And then that Friday, that Sunday, that Monday, we live in Vegas. Steve Harvey and the Hoodie Awards, baby.
Yeah.
So get ready to get it in. Folks, this is Good Morning, Dirty Money. Team Hyman Radio Live.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I seen you watching. So let's go. Let's get it popping. Captain of the cool kids. Yeah. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lot of night, you couldn't find a better guy. King shoot, fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta to sing, as cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money, feel free to bring with. She fine, wait and fly away at my convenience. You sing tip, chicken in a five-star suite.
Come on.
With some five-star freaks, get high all week.
Let's
catch me in the week. I was up at night with y'all sleep. In a fast car, super bad broads, back seat. That's me, and nothing nice. Take a couple nights to the moon, say goodbye in the sun, greeting us like
hello, good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good evening. You go,
be with. But right now, baby, you're dreaming.
Wake up and turn the lights on.
Cause
I'm dreaming on the bar, that's a kind of different story. Falls when I'm feeling all proud. 25 on the bed, got me stuck in your name.
At 917-889-3926. We got CLO live from Charlotte. We got Dee Dee live from Tampa, Florida here for the Viv Throwdown tonight. And we got Toya on the road somewhere in Delaware headed to Philly. Folks, it is 5:02 in the a.m. in Paris right now. It's 6:02 in the a.m. tomorrow in Baghdad, Rio de Janeiro. Is checking in at 12:02 a.m. Tomorrow, while Tokyo is checking in at 12:02 p.m. tomorrow. In London, it is 4:02. But wherever you are, regardless of the time, just know you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Yes.
Ladies, I appreciate the fact you take your Friday night and you hang out with your boy.
You know, hey, man, you know this major love. I think we love what we do, too.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt. I mean, we got to love it. You know what I'm saying? We got to love it. But, you know, we don't have to do it. So, you know, I appreciate you for, you know, for doing it.
Oh, but of course.
Doing it. But of course.
Thank you for having us. Thank you. We're just glad to be here.
Yes, we are.
Absolutely.
Yes,
we're talking about.
You know what? No, we're TM's angels.
Hey, I like
that. Damn right, it's TM like Angels. What?
I like that right there.
We're going to play this back in like 5 years, and it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, because we're going to be like, you know, satellite radio and everything else.
Yeah, Mars, yo.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, folks, I appreciate the love that that we've been getting for this program. You know, it's hard to carry 2 hours of a talk. You know, without it being garbage, you know, and at the end of the day, we really trying to be substantial. We're trying to be entertaining. Give us feedback, you know. We will be improving day over day, week over week. We got some entertaining concepts we're adding. We have some guests that we're reaching out to try to make this real special. Thanks for tuning in. Again, TM Hyman Radio Live. TM and his angels this Friday night.
Yeah, yeah. Wait,
yo,
hack army,
come
you know?
On out. 11:04. It's 11:04. We here live at the Embassy Suites tonight. Ultimate First Friday. Folks, it's the Good Life Edition, 1104 in the city here in Tampa, Florida. It's time to come on out. We here to 2:30, I think the party goes on to. The fashion show just started about 30 minutes ago, 10:30. So come on out. You might be able to check a little bit of fashion show. Vivica A. Fox will be in the house tonight. Come on out. Check out my man Sean. You can hit him up for some information if you're still looking for tickets. I'm not sure how much the tickets are. 813-389-9463. 813-389-9463. Ultimate First Friday. I want to laugh.
No, it was like really quiet in here, right? We listened to you talk, and then it sounded like somebody like grabbed the doorknob, right? We all just kind of jumped and looked at it, but we're inside the house. We're talking the doorknob of my bedroom, yo.
That's too funny. The Good Life. Toya, you quiet over there.
Toya, driving.
No, I'm just on mute because I'm trying to keep all the background noise in, but I'm here.
Hey, big up to the driver. Big up to my man, Eddie. Tell Eddie to drive safe and
yes,
to protect our precious reporter out there on the prowl.
Yo, not a problem.
Big up to Eddie. Folks, again, we're talking about the Good Life tonight. Just thanks for hanging out. We're just kicking it with you really until the 12 o'clock hour. Got new music, as always. This is a new one from King Hapocalypse. It's called Stay Tuned, and it's kind of explicit, but I think this is a banger.
It is. It's dope, you know. LG, Mash Child, King Hapocalypse, D-A-N-Y, stand up.
Hey, for real, I mean, I got to represent. It's called Stay in Tune, King Hapocalypse. A little explicit, but definitely stand up for this jam. Stand up for this jam. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Oh. You got the rhythm and blues. I made it up when you prove. So everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, because your body won't move if you can't feel the blues. So everybody just stay in tune. Homie, you're hotter than June. And you look coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, I'm on the book, give me movement to the simple tune. Now everybody just stay in tune. Stay in tune, homie, check your fucking frequency. Hold it down, cause these cats ain't seeing me. Niggas screaming, thug shit on your webpage. Profile with no dick, won't show your face. In the streets, me mugging, get snatched up. Gonna take a second, no time for backup. Call your lady up, take her to a bar. Later on, she performing like a porn star. Now you're rapping hard, you a lame side. Got your ass kicked, then I hit the pussy right. I'm flying something that I'll never be. Do us all a favor, keep yourself free. I'm beat up on that new path. Mind on the passions, on the fucking track. Pop a lot of shit, gotta follow it. Keep the words on me, cause I stay with a clip. J.O. was like a wolf when it's hungry. Any competition in front of me. Niggas pitching hard, what you saying, Black? Knock niggas out the park, baseball bat. You got the rhythm and blues, I need a bump on your crew. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the blues. So everybody just stay in tune. Homie, you're hotter than June, and you look coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I'm on the book, give me movement to the tip of the tune. Now everybody just stay in tune. Four leg lock, hardcore hip hop, rockin' it, don't stop. Word to the dreadlock, in the weed spot, sippin' on getting style, fuckin' weed hot, nigga know what I'm talking about. From the yard to the stars and beyond, my flow is universal and my word is my bond. Photon blast, we can shake from the rap bitch. I'm on fire, I seem a cold bass bitch. I'm out for 5 beats, lane with a damn freak. Uncircumcised, so I give a ass more meat. With my feet up, rolling up big blunt. Fuck them stunts, I'm motherfucking G'd up. From the fetus to the grave on the power grind. Look in my eyes, all you see is dollar signs. Any means necessary, mind. Menace to society, threat to mankind. Got the rhythm and blues, I laid it up on your crew. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the blues. So everybody just stay in tune. Homie, you hotter than June, and you look coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I'm on the floor, give me room into the temple of doom. Now everybody just stay in tune.
joined diva Vivica A. Fox in Tampa's mature and sophisticated crowd. Tonight, folks, like right now, it's going down. We're live here at the Embassy Suites off of Fowler Avenue. It's Ultimate First Fridays, Ultimate First Fridays, Ultimate First Fridays here at the Embassy Suites off of Fowler in Tampa. Hit up Sean, 813-389-9463. For any type of ticket information, last minute, you can still get it in. Fashion show is going down right now. The beautiful ladies are on the runway. Vivica A. Fox, I'm sure, is in the Ritz Hotel, the Hilton Hotel, the Marriott Hotel, maybe even the Hyatt over there in Clearwater, chilling, trying to get ready. It's going down. The party goes on to 2:30 in the morning, and then we probably can leave there, go to the casino out there at the Hard Rock, where the party goes on to like 6 in the morning. Hey, I wish y'all was out here with us.
Man, that would be so great. But I really want to go to sleep as soon as I get off the thing, man. I need it.
Yo, it's Friday. It's shake that sleepy bone.
I'm gonna take my pain pill and hit it.
You need some of the aura energy.
No.
Take your pain pills and hit it.
My pain pills and hit it. What?
You need the aura energy.
I need Dee Dee to give me a massage.
I can do that. Massages
hey.
For life.
Massages for life. www.massagesforlife.com.
Plug.
No doubt. Hey, on the real, folks, on Sunday, we're talking about obesity. Build up your body, build up your life. We all know a fat friend or two.
Man.
Right? And
wait a minute to him now. Friend or two. Hold on.
What
are you considering fat here? Hold on now.
Hold on. Are we taking it personal or is that taking it personal? Wait a minute.
Hey,
not helping me with the friends, are we?
Real talk radio.
No, you have to be fat. They can't be pleasantly prompt to you.
No.
Real talk radio.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
Hey.
Why that? Why not obese? Let's use the proper terms here.
I know.
Hey, no.
Now, fat people need love, too.
They're telling me to follow the script. See, I didn't get in trouble because I'm not following the script. There's nowhere on this board where FAT is used. It does
say
obese.
It's Friday night.
Obese. Now, I think obese.
God, you just want to change it up.
Obese sounds worse than fat to me.
It doesn't sound like you have a really bad problem where you have to, like, go to
like
a hospital. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait,
I'm just having a little fun with it, but he, a fat friend or two, though, to him?
Wait a minute.
Come on now, Ms. Willingham. Get to him in check.
please close the mic. Please close the mic. Wait a minute. I've got to explain myself. Hey, ladies, I want to let you know that they can't hear you. They can only hear me right now. America, world, wherever you're listening, excuse the vernacular, F-A-T. For whatever reason, FAT sounds much better than obese to me. Obese sounds like something that's like, you know, like morphed or something, right? And so excuse me for going off the page. I'm not trying to offend anyone, but this is Be Real Radio. So this is the deal. On Sunday, we talking about putting the damn food down after 8 o'clock. That's what we're talking about. So, you know, that could apply to whomever, however. We're talking about health and wellness, building up our bodies, building up our lives. So excuse me for using, you know, terms that you know, may offend as we open the lines back up to my special co-host tonight.
I'll be sure to be in the house Sunday night so we can talk about all the fatness. I got a couple of funny stories for that show.
Oh, shit. Yes, sir.
Hey, I feel the need to play this next song. I dedicate this next song to Toya. On TM Hyman Radio Live, Toya.
Love you. Where you are.
Toya, this goes out to you, Toya.
Baby, I'm sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come. So sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come. I'm sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come. So sorry. It's too late.
I got some films, in the back of my mind, but it's the films. And I can hack it, I'm fine, instead of crying. I'd rather jot it down on the line, numbing up without snoring the line. They got my cousin confined, violated, gotta finish the time. But shit, homie, I feel the whole world trying shit on me. Ready to bet it up on this chick, homie. Turn around, got a new chick trying kiss on me. Ex-girlfriend that's on and popped up, knocked up, happy it's not mine, but sad it's not us. Now my new girl, mad at this crush I cut. We still together, can't let another bitch stop us. I got beef cause two other niggas, girls I fuck, can get them hit, but niggas ain't worth that much. They ain't worth that call, yeah. My daytime minutes, and I ain't falling for that playground kid shit. When I grow up, I just wanna be alive. I just wanna live. I don't wanna die. I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it. Crying, crying hard. Hard not to listen to my pride. Tell myself ain't shit. Some tell me it's a lie. Fuck the side. Pain tend to show through your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside. Pacino life, caviar, Rio wife. That's the dream. I dream it every single night. How I feel, can't show it, can't show what's real. They only know what's on the camera like the movie Cloverfield. I got goals unattainable, like I don't know. Stuck on the rope, found attainable, and can't let go. I can't climb cause my arms too slow. Failure catching me, success ahead of me, but I'm stuck on pro. I can't juke cause the art's too broke. It's just a part of the growth, mood music, but minus the joke. I say, when am I can't fathom, I wanna put square and ask man, but my pride's too big to just ask him. I'm in the wrong lead, man. I just passed them. I'm in the wrong race, man. I just laughed them. Gotta step the competition up. They say you gotta fight the big dogs if you want the bigger buck. When I grow up, I just wanna be alive. I just wanna live. I don't wanna die. I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it. Crying, crying hard. Hard not to listen to my pride. Tell myself ain't shit. Some tell me it's a lie. Fuck the side. Pain tend to show through your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside. They say jailbird, leave a nigga alone. He's a jailbird, never coming home. What if it's family? They want big kip locks, can't let a nigga get successful, then they throw him in the box. They throw away the key, leave his kids on the block. I can only imagine what it's like not having a pop. Black America, what do we do? It's only so long he can be picked on before he shoots up the school. That doesn't justify that beat tech that he used. Pop the question, get Sean Bell, kid on the news. This morning, woke up kind of sick, homie. Round my gun, girlfriend trying to flip on me. Mama called my phone just to trip on me. Nigga in my face battling. See, it's not his fault, but he spit on me. I end up grabbing him. He end up grabbing for his ration in the ambulance. Pack him in the back and it's back to
when
the
I grow up. I just wanna be alive. I just wanna live. I don't wanna die. I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it. Crying, crying hard. Hard not to listen to my pride. Tell myself ain't shit. Some tell me it's a lie. Fuck the side. Pain tend to show through your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside. Fat people, I just didn't want to use obese because it sounds so crazy. I'm sorry. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Do not call me up and fuss me out, big girls, because I wasn't trying to be disrespectful at all. Again, Sunday, 7 p.m., we're talking about obesity. A healthier you, a healthier body leads to a healthier life. Live from Charlotte, we got CeeLo on the line. Live on her way to Philly, we got Toya on the line. We have Willingham. I'm coming to you live from Embassy Suites. Vivica A. Fox, Ultimate First Fridays. What's going on, folks? We got like 39 minutes left in the show. Entertainment news coming up along with our health and wellness segment.
Uh-huh.
Toya, you still with us? Forgive me?
I'm here. Yes. Yes, TM, I am here.
Do you forgive me?
I'm sorry?
Do you forgive me?
Oh, you didn't offend me, so you didn't have to apologize. I'm just cracking a little joke. You might want to apologize to those that may have taken offense to your statement, but I'm all right.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just trying to see if you see. I wasn't saying that you was like.
Oh,
I'm
honey. Oh, let me put it out there, listeners. I'm not like a size 28 or nothing. Hold on, TM. Don't make it seem like I'm huge. Wait a minute. We're gonna need to straighten this out right now.
No.
Oh my goodness.
No. Jump on me. I mean, I'm just saying when you jump on me, it sounds as if this is against the law.
I know. I was just having fun, just laughing. That's all.
Yeah,
no big thing.
You know, I just wanted to apologize, just in case the audience really, you know, folks.
Oh, the audience knows you didn't mean any harm by it. Let's not give them a hard time, people.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
The line's like lit up. So I'm thinking this is like people that's like 200 plus pounds. They about to call me and get up on me. You know what I'm saying?
They're gonna get you. We got
to go have a party for your ass.
Hey, I got love.
And outside the biblical box party.
I got love.
Who's the dude on the radio?
Too funny. Ladies, we are talking about the good life tonight. Ultimate First Fridays out here with a diva actress, Vivica A. Fox. What's your most favorite Vivica scene?
Oh, you know what? Recent when she was in the 50 video. And, I mean, she didn't have to say anything, but it was dope that she was in that video. I liked the video.
Yeah. She actually said that actually doing that video was her, like, taking a high road in the whole feud, you know, between her and 50. You know, her kind of, like, putting it behind them, like, squashing it. Her being in the video was, like, showing, you know, public that they cool, you know what I'm saying? And she's like a bigger person over that.
Because we're grown now. I mean, that's the way we should be able to handle it. You know what I'm saying? We should be able to fight and then talk 2 minutes after, let's go to lunch, you know?
Vivica's been grown for a long time.
Yeah. Hell yeah, she almost 50, shit. I guess so.
I mean, but I just say that to say, I mean, come on, you're right. I mean, but she, you know, just a few years ago, she was still wilding out. That's what I love about her, though, because, you know what I'm saying, she's, like, uniquely her. And
no,
she's not ashamed. She's not ashamed of it.
She was on, like, somebody, I forgot whose show she was on, but she was talking about, like, her boyfriend is, like, 20-some years old. The dude
yeah, so isn't he some type of, promoter or something out of Atlanta?
Yeah.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Never said his name. No, yes, she did. His name is like Slick or Slim. That's his name.
I just saw pictures of them online shopping. I think it was at like the Versace store or something like that. I don't know.
Hey, she can keep them. Roll with it. Shit. Why
Yo,
not?
it's something about an older woman, you know, that is just, you know, attractive. It's stimulating. Just something about that older woman. You know, especially that older woman that keeps her body and keeps her health in, you know, intact.
Well, as you get to know yourself, you know, the more confident you are. I mean, even, you know, it's funny, though, because I've always seen myself as being confident. But the funny thing is that I didn't really feel fully confident until I got to know myself. You know what I'm saying? So, and that doesn't even have anything to do with age at all. It's about, you know, what you acknowledge to be your own reality. So,
right. Well, CeeLo, stand by for us. 917-889-3926 is the number to get your feedback or your comment on. 917-889-3926. We got your entertainment news coming up. Let's open up the lines. Area code 267. 267. Last four digits 3134. The line's open.
That's us. Tell us
where you're calling from. Tell us
where
you're calling from.
Philadelphia.
Philly. Philly's in the building. What's going on tonight? What's on your mind?
No, I'm just chilling. I just came on here to support because I was bored, so I just came on here to support.
Hey, so we appreciate it. You calling from Philly tonight. The good life. When you think of the good life, well, what does that mean to you? Is that strictly money? Is that, you know, being able to, you know, have a Fendi bag, Prada shoes, or, you know, is it more?
No, you always got to succeed to achieve, man. You always got to work for what you get.
Yeah.
No doubt.
To get the good life, you have to work for it.
No doubt. Are you experiencing the good life right now according to the work that you're putting in?
Yes.
That's what's good. Well, keep up the good work, Mama. Be safe, and thanks for supporting. Continue to hang out with us, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. You know, she said it. You know what I'm saying? You get out what you put in. Anything that you do, you get out what you put in, right? You know?
Yeah.
And that's what it, you know, it's not about cheating. You know, you can only lie, cheat, and steal, but for so long, you know, before you get caught or get killed. You know what I'm saying? If you get caught, you're going to jail. And if you get killed, you know, then there it is.
Hey.
You know, the caller just said, you know, work for it. Anything that's worthwhile, you got to work for it. You know what I'm saying? And in turn, that's the good life because you can pay for the things that you want to have. This is TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. We got our special guest hanging out. Folks, if you have feedback, comments, even if you have music, we are open. You can send your music to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Send it, and I'll play it. And if it's good, I'll keep playing it. All right? And 917-889-3926 is the number. We played this one a while back, maybe a few weeks ago, definitely a few shows ago. Kelly Price had a new one. It's called I'm Tired.
Yes,
I'm going to go ahead and rock that joint again. Kelly Price.
Rock it.
Kelly got a new record coming out, you know what I'm saying? So, folks, be on the lookout for the new Kelly Price. You like that joint, CeeLo?
I love it. It really did put me back to when she first came out, like or even that album, the Mirror Mirror album, dope. So I can only imagine what she's gonna come out with, because you know they kind of turned it. She went to gospel for a while, you know, and so like I think people are questioning her Christianity by her coming back to coming back to R&B. I don't think she ever really left. I think it's unfair, but you know I love that song. It's dope.
Well, here it is. We got CeeLo with our entertainment news right after Kelly Price, Tired, TM Hyman Radio Live.
There's a hole in my heart. I'm
of the pull of things. Tired of the baby mama. Tired of the ghetto drama. Tired of the back and forth. Tired of in and out the court.
News. I want to give an update for about the Blood Diamonds. They were turned into the police. If you guys remember, I was telling you last night about Naomi Campbell testifying in regards to a gift that she was given by the president of Liberia. So they finally did turn the diamonds into the police. And then next, another update about Wyclef. He has a presidential rival. And Proz. Proz is backing the rival because they're really questioning Wyclef's character and his intentions. Because they were saying, like, you know, they didn't think he did much with the Haiti recovery, you know, from the earthquake in January. And Sean Penn even, you know, weighed in on that and kind of was bashing Wyclef. So I'm going to still, you know, follow that and keep y'all updated as I get updated. And, also, we're going to talk about President Obama and his citizenship is still being questioned. There's a lieutenant colonel lacking. He intentionally missed the plane that was deploying to Afghanistan and because he said he wasn't going to go until he had proof that the president was born in the United States. And I think that's like, that's, I don't know.
Stupid as hell. That's stupid as hell. That's what that is. I'll say it. You don't have to say it. I'll say it, dumbass. That's crazy. He's a president. He's been elected president. Get out of here. How crazy is that?
Right, because he was pretty much saying, that, you know, well, if the president isn't, you know, eligible, I mean, you know, yeah, if the president is ineligible, that, you know, why should they be over there fighting a war? Then it means, you know, everything is null and void. But, you know, again, yeah, whack jobs, really. On a lighter note, this woman, she lost her wallet like 5 years ago, right, in a couch. And these people bought it off of Craigslist like last week. Well, how about they turned it back into the lady? She had like $650 in the wallet, and they returned the entire thing. And so I thought that was
wow.
Right. And last for the evening,
Do you remember Uhura from Star Trek? No. You remember Star Trek, right? Uhura, the black lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
She confessed that the only reason she stayed on Star Trek was because Martin Luther King, when she met him, he told her that her that Star Trek was the only show that he would let his kids watch because she was on it. And so she changed her mind about quitting because she wanted to go back to Broadway. So, yeah. So I thought that was dope. Yeah, and that is our entertainment news for this evening, people.
That's what's good. CeeLo, we appreciate you. Keep those.
No, hold on. It's not it. Hold on. I got one more thing on the music front. I forgot this. Next week in the Bronx, Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick are going to be on the same stage, yo. Yeah. Positive K, Big Daddy Kane, Sports D, Stan, Grand Poobah, and it's going to be hosted by Roxanne Shante and Thelma from Good Times Stainless. Yeah. And it's going to be at the Paradise Theater. So if y'all can, get out there. It's going to be in the Bronx. The doors open at 6 and the show starts at 8, and you can get tickets at Ticketmaster. So now, for real, that's the end of the entertainment news.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Okay.
Bruno!
Jack! Yeah.
Frank Nitty!
Yeah, we done shot it.
That's the rollout.
Clean past the moon on this one. I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's get it! Yeah!
I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road. And I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles. And the road has taken its toll, but I rolled out, rolled out, rolled out, rolled out.
Roll out. In the city where my clothes stay filthy. Always feeling like something in the way, like Milky. Sitting on my bed, just dreaming about Moni. Dreaming about homies, trying to get on me. Had to think quick, man, I had to do something. Then I met Jackson, and then we started rapping. Big stuff started happening, my dreams were in action. Now I'm on the road, making moves like an athlete. Martin, go with Stanley Parton, how I spark it. Chilling, sipping by the beach with eyes lower than the market. I'm Rick James, you haters are the darkness. We just getting started, ain't planning on stopping. Living in the studio, the bottles stay topless. My family back home wishing they were a part of this. Kinda miss home cause that's where I started it. My mission to be famous, well I guess I completed it.
I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road. And I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles. And the road has taken their toll, but I rolled out, rolled out.
Make my mama proud and be a man my daughters can respect. Anything I want I go get, never quit, never fold. Stay focused on my goals, man, it's later for them. Backstage at a show, I'm all about my dough and that perfect Patron. It got a brother gone, I dream a little dream, express it through my songs. I'm light years ahead of folk. I had a model and she left me for some better clothes. I maneuver through manure, pursue the finer things, designer jeans, custom range and custom rings. I was taught never cup a thing, let freedom ring, I had a dream. I'm overseas in magazines, I'm burning trees with the Queen of England and the Duchess I'm crushing. Homelessness in America, topic of discussion, so far from the jungle, so it's hard to be humble, never blind for the
hustle. I never really had a place to go, been too many travels down this road, and I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles, and the road has taken their toll, but I rolled out. Roll out, roll out, roll out.
So I started out slow,
but I picked up pace. But I still gotta spit to get that chick from taste. Right. Nah, this no race, nah, this a close case. My flow gotta stay cold, snowflake. Da da do, gotta go, gotta go. Gotta get in the business of getting swole.
What you know?
My goods, my shows, my hoods, my reputation, dog. What show? But I like that, yeah, I think she like that too. And it's like that, yeah, you know that Bryce, that dude. And I like the mood, but back to the business. I made it to the top, and you all are just a witness. So witness the hit list. I'm headed to the islands, tropical citrus. With a mistress?
With a mistress.
Oh, gotta go, gotta go, gotta get this. But I got this, and I've had this. To think the whole thing started in the attic. Man, that's madness. Good time still, but I'm ballin' like magic.
Magic.
I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road. And I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles. And the road has taken their toll. But I roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out. I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road. And I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles. And the road has taken their toll. But I roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out.
CM Hyman Radio Live. You have been in tune to the Good Life Edition. We're coming to you live from the Renaissance out here in Tampa, Florida tonight. If you have nothing to do, I'm going to tell you to head down Fowler Avenue for Ultimate First Fridays. Come join diva actress Vivica A. Fox and Tampa's mature and sophisticated crowd tonight. Hey, Sean is the man, 813-389-9463, 813-389-9463. Contact them, ask them, can they give you a discount on the ticket since it's like a quarter to 12. The party goes to 2:30, though, y'all. Toya, CeeLo, we wish y'all was here, but you're not.
You suck. Whatever.
You
I hope
know.
You have a good time, though.
I wish I was there with
great
guys
time.
Also. And they'll have fun
back,
for all of us.
Yes, you suck too, Dee Dee.
We want you back on Sunday to talk about obesity now. You hear?
Oh, I will definitely be in the house for that conversation.
You know what? Yes, because I have a big girl story my damn self. Yes. I'm a like I say, a big girl, two big girls in a Erykah Badu concert.
Hey. Hey.
What?
We really trying to talk about, like, improving our, you know, improving our health for real.
I know. This is going to be a serious topic.
Yeah, right.
And I'm pretty sure that Ms. Willingham will bring us really good tips on how to improve our health and wellness as far as obesity and exercise and nutrition and how to get ourselves together physically.
Exactly.
Hey, yo, it was straight up. I mean, it's like really a problem in America, like straight up. We're like the fattest people in the world. We need to really get it together. I mean, I'm like 5'11". I'm 5'11". I probably weigh 200 pounds. But let me tell you what my doctor told me when I went and got my physical. He told me that I was over freaking weight at 200. Now, he told me that I should be at 183. Now, I said, doctor, at 183, I'll look like I'm sick. He said that it's according to your something about your body index something, body weight mass something. I'm messing it
body
up.
Mass,
but you know
it's
what I'm
your,
talking
about. It's your BMI, your body mass index.
Right. Body mass index. See, I wasn't too far off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for real, on Sunday, we're talking about obesity because, I mean, really, fat, obese, whatever term we use, it's overweight is the bottom line. And we need to really understand that BMI. Is that right?
Yeah.
We need to really understand the BMI because my doctor educated me. You know, one thing about getting a physical, it's like horrible. You know, it's like it's the worst. But at the end of the day, you know, everybody needs it. And women is, you know, physical for me is equivalent to, I guess, like a mammogram for you, right? I mean, something that you should do, like, on a frequent basis. Folks, we need to talk about it. Bypassing the conversation doesn't cause you to get healthier.
No, yeah, by
so
no
we're going we're gonna really talk about it. Ladies, close out the conversation tonight. Any last-minute you know what, ladies, one thing I appreciate about you all, you're real, but why don't you speak to young ladies all across America, all across the world right now, who are able to understand the language about self-respect. You know, the good life, I think, for young people are challenged right now, but young ladies are challenged in a way like no other right now. And we're lacking a lot of confidence and we're lacking respect. Talk to the young ladies out there tonight about the good life and respect.
Well, I would say don't confuse what you see on TV as the good life. I think a lot of people see the good life as wealth and finances, having money in your pocket, driving expensive cars, having really big homes, being able to buy these brand name items. And really, that's not what it boils down to. I mean, we see all the glitz and glamour. We see entertainment, you know, entertainers and sports and things of that sort. And although they look like they have the good life, a lot of them are really hurting behind closed doors. You know, their spirit is broken. They're not in good health. You know, they're living a lifestyle that has a lot of drugs and alcohol involved in it. Their finances really aren't in order, so they really don't have the money that we think they do. But because they're in the limelight, you have people that actually push products to them for free. So I would say don't confuse that with the good life. The good life is being in good health, being spiritually grounded, having your family around to support you and love you and you love them, having your close friends around you, you know, that support you and love you and you do the same for them, having all of your needs taken care of. And then once you have all of that in order, you know, you work hard, then all of the other stuff that you consider to be good life will come along with it. So it's not an easy route, I think, to the good life. You have to work hard, be spiritually grounded. You have to have a mindset of you want to succeed, not because you want to obtain a lot of money or be ahead as far as finances are concerned, but you just want an overall good life for you and your family. So I would just say don't confuse the good life with finances and wealth and things you see on TV. It really starts with you personally and getting yourself together first.
Well, I like to say, and that was awesome, everything you touched on, Toy, that was awesome right there. I like to say, as far as self-respect, a lot of women, young women these days, they don't have a role model or a model woman, because it's like everybody's caught in a struggle, and even like our parents, a lot of our parents, you know, in our age group, you know, we have friends that their parents worked 2-3 jobs, was never home. You know, we all out in the street playing or whatever till whenever, and just as long as you're in the house by the time she get home. But then, yeah, she's working, but is she able to teach you that, you know, you don't have to wear small clothes, and that even though your intentions may be just to get someone's attention and just to be complimented, well, these men are looking like this I can take advantage of. You know what I'm saying? So the less revealing clothes seemingly gives them the thought that you're open as well as you're unclothed. So you have to learn that you are worth more than what you see, you know, because you might look at yourself in the mirror, but there's more inside of you. And you just latch on to an older woman. Latch on to an older woman that you respect, that gives you that warm feeling whenever you talk to her, you know. I call out to all the older women to, you know, if you see young women that need to be taken, you know, by the hand, take them by the hand. Because maybe those, you know, the ones who talk foul and they're young, maybe they don't know no better. And they don't know any better until they're shown better. You know, so we have to step up. And that's all I have to say for the evening, people. Thank you.
And I wanted to say, just to piggyback, or basically to say, I agree with what Toya said, I agree with CeeLo said, and I think all the young women should take those two things that those young ladies just said, put them together, and that ultimately will give you the good life. If you recognize that you're not a hard worker and you
don't need to sleep before I break down and cry. Before I lose my mind, I wanna go to sleep. Lay me down to sleep before I break down and cry. Before I lose my mind, I wanna go to sleep.
wrong when I can't touch your damn skin. There should be something wrong when I can't feel my soul within. Lay me down to sleep before I break down and cry.
Radio Live with your health and wellness segment, Miss Willingham, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Empty Suite.
Because of where it's located on your body,
and the type of glands and the fluid that's secreted there, it can contain an odor. You want to make sure that this stays fresh by washing it, using antiperspirant or deodorant. Also, creases. Not just creases. Everyone is in fat just because you have creases. Even thin people, creases. Hey, I know I'm asking this. All right, Toya, you can get me later. Toya, you can get me later. With creases, you know, even people have creases. The back of your knees, your elbows, creases. You want to make sure that they stay clean, free of any dirt buildup. They can get bacteria, get infected. You don't want that. Feet. We probably know someone with athlete's feet, probably not by their own, you know, but if you make sure that you dry between your toes as soon as you get out of the shower, make sure that you're stepping on a rug or step using some type of shower shoe, you can prevent athlete's feet. Your genitals and vaginal area, young ladies and men, make sure that area is kept clean on a consistent basis if you know your body. If you know it doesn't smell right or something's not going on and you don't know how to fix it, keep outside help, like a doctor. Don't be scared. Know your body. Prevent that body odor. And, of course, breath. It's part of body odor and appearance. Stay on top of that breath. Use some type of mouthwash. You got Crest, Goat, Act. Definitely toothpaste is important. You want to brush twice a day. And you want to go into the C of the ABCs of personal hygiene, cleanliness. And that goes a part of appearance and body odor. Cleanliness is so important. You want to make sure that your clothes clean. Not only do you not want them to be wrinkled, you want them to be clean. You don't want those jeans that you wore seven times, wiped your hands on when you had chicken and hot dogs and french fries. You don't want any of that grease on your pants, and you iron them for after 7 days and they stand up on their own. You want to keep your clothes clean, your shoes as well. You want to make sure, you know, you can clean a pair of sneakers with a toothbrush, a washcloth. There's also cleaning supplies to keep them clean. They have types of sprays that you can use or that you may get if you buy a pair of sneakers and may come free with the product. And, of course, your hair. Definitely want to keep your hair clean. It's on the outside. People see it on a consistent basis. A lot of businesses are judged on the appearance and the cleanliness of the employees or the building or the establishment. So I want to say that appearance, body odor, cleanliness, the ABCs, the personal hygiene, three things that are very, very important. And with those things, they can get you so far. If your intent is to meet someone, I'm telling you, they are paying attention to appearance, body odor, and cleanliness. So take those
tips. Ms. Willingham?
Yes.
Thank you very much for the information tonight, folks. We are out of here. Be safe. Don't come out tonight with your stinking ass trying to freak somebody. Freak tonight. Taking us out here tonight. DM Hyman Radio Live. Ms. Willingham, we appreciate the information. ABC's
last night, wanna run me and do some things in between the seats. My last night, wanna roll with me and do some things in between the seats. My last night, wanna roll with me. Come on, you be my freak tonight. I need a freak tonight. I need a freak tonight.
I'll be your freak tonight as long as you
give
me
right. First off, I stay running out with the fellas. M.O.B. and me are possibly making tellers. I'm a cash getter, don't really need love. Unless you pay me, but eventually that ain't enough. Have my heart for some valuable lesson learned. A scrub can't allow a gift to make his world turn.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live.